This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. As storm clouds gather around Syria's rebel-held Idlib province, President Donald Trump has warned pro-government forces massing for a pending assault to avoid a slaughter and risk the world's anger.
That cannot be a slaughter. If it's a slaughter, the world is going to get very, very angry. And the United States is going to get very angry, too. Okay? I am watching that very closely. So it's surrounded right now. And the province, and it's surrounded by a lot of people with a lot of weapons, and these are innocent people. You have 3 million at least innocent people there, and you have to be very, very careful. And the world is watching, and the United States is watching.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, whose government has backed rebels in the Syrian civil war, has called on Damascus to avert an impending assault. His foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, said Ankara is trying to persuade Syria's guarantors, Iran and Russia, to forestall an attack. The secretary general of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, told VOA that going after terrorists often results in civilian casualties.
The experience so far has been that when one goes after terrorists, like one did in eastern Aleppo, in eastern Ghouta, and in Raqqa, it ended up in intolerable costs to the civilian population.
Wednesday, a war monitor said pro-government artillery shelling and rocket fire targeted several areas of Idlib. Health officials in Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday recorded the latest death from Ebola since the latest outbreak a month ago. It occurred in the eastern city Butembo in North Kivu province. A South Korean official says the two Korean leaders will meet for their third summit this year on September 18 to 20 in Pyongyang. The official said they'll discuss advancing the North's denuclearization pledge. This is VOA News. The UN envoy to Yemen is hosting 3 days of consultations between the warring factions beginning Thursday in Geneva. Martin Griffith said the first face-to-face meeting in 2 years should provide a flickering signal of hope to end the three-year conflict.
I'm hoping that we'll see the two parties in the same room. I think there's no reason why not. They don't have to, but they can. It's not a necessity, which I think it is with negotiations. You tend to have a more demanding concept. But with consultations, I think you don't.
The fighting in Yemen has left more than 10,000 dead and put parts of the Gulf nation on the brink of famine. 10 of more than 500 passengers and crew aboard an Emirates double-decker A380 were hospitalized in New York Wednesday after becoming ill with flu-like symptoms during the 14-hour flight from Dubai. Erin Sykes observed some of her fellow passengers.
Very, very deep, intense cough, violently sick, going into the bathroom a lot. It was just so obvious. It was really bad when we were lining up to get on the plane and people were so intensely sick and nobody was checking or asking any questions or even coming around with extra water or hand towels or masks, nothing.
The plane was quarantined after landing, allowing health officials to examine dozens of passengers. Two suicide blasts in a Shia wrestling club in the Afghan capital Kabul Wednesday killed at least 20 and wounded dozens. Islamic State claimed responsibility. U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense are in India, where the two sides expect to ink a landmark military communications agreement. Mike Pompeo arrived following talks with Pakistani officials in Islamabad, including new Prime Minister Imran Khan. He told reporters he hopes to reset strained relations.
We've still got a long way to go. Lots more discussion to be had. But the relationship military to military is one that has remained in a place where some of the other relationships haven't, frankly. They've still continued to have relationships, worked on lots of projects. They're important together. And I hope we can use that as one of the foundational elements as well.
Pompeo joined by Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis for so-called 2+2 talks in New Delhi. Still dealing with the aftermath of a major typhoon, Japan's northern Hokkaido island was shaken Thursday by a 6.7 magnitude earthquake, leaving at least two dead and dozens missing. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he heard reports of heart attacks, landslides, collapsed buildings, and large-scale blackouts. Meanwhile, Typhoon Jebi struck southern Japan with heavy rains and powerful winds, considered the worst storm in 25 years. At the UN, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley called on Nicaragua to release political and student prisoners, warning a month-long crackdown on anti-government protests threatens another regional migrant crisis. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.